The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Oh, I never thought I'd hear this again.
I know. I don't think anybody else did either. It was confirmed yesterday that the Washington Redskins are dropping their Redskins name as expected, but they haven't revealed their new name yet. Now, this has been a controversial point over the last handful of years, saying maybe we should find something a little more contemporary, a little more modernized when it comes
to... That's a nice way to say unracist.
Right, yeah, that too. So yesterday, they formally announced, saying, hey, yeah, we're going to change the name of our football team. But we don't have a new name yet, but stand by, we're going to announce it to everybody once we do. Well, after a little bit of digging, there's a reason why they haven't formally announced what the new name of the Washington Redskins are going to be. That is because a lawyer in Virginia has filed trademarks to the most logical names possible when it comes to new names for the Washington Redskins. Now, what happens when you come up with like a name of something, you have to go through all the trademark process to make sure someone doesn't own that name. Actually, Lady Antebellum is going through that right now. They decided that they want to just be called Lady A.
Oh, Lady A.
But there's already another artist named Lady A, and so they're going back and forth about, hey, well, this Lady A has had the name for way longer than Lady Antebellum. She should have the rights to the name. But here are some of the names that have been trademarked by this lawyer. Now, listen, this is 100% a money ploy, right? This guy,
yeah.
This
100%.
This guy is getting paid regardless because he had filed these trademarks before the Redskins could in regards to the name. Now, here are some of the names that are already trademarked that either the Redskins were probably thinking about, or maybe they haven't even thought of these yet, but whoever filed these trademarks was like, I'm just going to squat on them for now.
Okay.
The Washington Red Wolves.
Okay.
The Washington Tribe. The Washington Red Tails. The Monuments. The Veterans. The Freedom Fighters. The Red-Tailed Hawks. The Potomacs. The Washington Herald, the Washington Americans, the Washington Justice, and this one is by far my favorite, the Washington Radskins.
The Radskins, hilarious. And what's funny is that the Red Tails actually would have been not only the most logical choice, because a lot of people were talking about that one, but it would have been really cool if they were named, if they went from like, having something, you know, that was the Redskins that was terrible to the Red Tails, which would be honoring African Americans that fought in World War II. That would have been amazing. Now, that being said, the guy who did this is a genius.
Yes.
And I think it's one of the funniest stories we're going to hear this year because I don't know. I mean, hopefully he gets paid, but he probably won't. They probably won't pick any of these things anymore, which is a shame. But anytime somebody goes on, like when Twitter first came out, there were some of these geniuses out there that were like, I mean, I'm just going to get at Advil, you know?
Right.
And
yeah.
Like, and there's a guy who still has at Advil. And like every once in a while,
Advil won't pay him for it.
Oh no, though they will. Every once in a while, he will just put up what their new offer is from Advil. He's like, they just offered me $150,000.
Wow.
Keep going. He's done that for like years. So like, I wish I had that kind of intelligence to see something that far down the road. They're good chess players, and I'm not a good chess player.
Yeah, they're having...
Go ahead.
Now, there haven't been a lot of fun stories this year so far, obviously, but the fact that not only were these names are they being squatted on right now, but some of the other front runners, a lot of people are saying they want to be called the Washington Warriors, which I think is smart, the Red Tails, which honors the Tuskegee Airmen of World War II, the Washington Presidents, the Generals, the Lincolns, the Red Hawks, and the Red Wolves. Now, the Navajo Nation, they actually are suggesting the Washington Code Talkers, which honors the Navajo Code Talkers and other tribal nations that used their language to help win World War II. But there are other Native Americans that don't want any association with sports teams' names, which is fine, too. But it is interesting, though, the fact that the Washington Redskins didn't think this all the way through, or by the time they thought of it, of like, oh, by the way, you know, whoever the guy is in the patent office that's works for the Redskins where they get all those trademarks for everything, we're thinking about calling them the Washington Warriors. Just make sure that trademark is good, right? Nah, sorry, boss, already taken. Got to come up with a new name.
I can think of some that's not on that list. And if that guy is listening, add these. The Liberties.
Okay.
The Red Vines. Oh, that's probably trademark.
The Red Vines.
Red Vines.
Well, I mean, you get Red Vine to sponsor them. How fun would that be?
I don't think you need a sponsor for an
NFL
team.
The Redheads!
Oh, the Redheads.
Now wait a second. Would that be offensive to redheads? Would there be some redheaded people out there? Like, would Rupert Grint all of a sudden show up and be like, "Hey, that's racist," or whatever they would say?
Well, is it racist to call them the brunettes or the blondes? No.
I don't know.
So, okay, I think the Washington Redheads.
Hmm. Okay. Now, are you saying this because you have obviously some investment in this name? Because you're obviously a redhead. Are you?
Oh, I am? Oh, my God. What a fun coincidence.
Would you prefer your face to be on the helmets like they have the Redskins logo?
Oh, my God.
You know what? Yeah, but a caricature of my face,
no,
obviously.
It should be a photograph. What?
Because I'm not the only redhead, Gavin. It's not just about me. It's time that redheads finally got their due. Let me tell you, it took us 19 years to get an emoji. Okay? Mm. So a caricature of myself, red messy bun, okay? And then that would be on the side of the helmets. I love it. Print it. Make it so.
It doesn't
patent
really drive
pending also.
It doesn't really drive fear though into the hearts of anybody. It doesn't.
You've
it
never
doesn't
been
come
married to a redhead.
Oh, that Jeez. Is very true.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that matchup, though? The Oakland Raiders against the Washington Redheads. We're like, you know, I was scared of the Raiders before. Now I'm scared of the Redheads. I don't know what kind of defense they're going to bring.
Catch a redhead when she's about to start her period and she's hungry. You are going to die.